Get more Jenny McCarthy and listen to the show weekdays 10 a.m. to noon Eastern and 7 a.m. to 9 Pacific on Stars 109. Jenny McCarthy, only on Sirius XM.
This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing. Discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the Jenny McCarthy Show on Sirius XM Stars.
I tried it and I was done for.
She looks good. She looks good. Who's looking pretty?
Hi.
Oh my God, you look so good.
Thank you. As do you. How are you?
Oh my God. I last time I saw you was, you probably don't even remember seeing me, but I remember seeing you. We were backstage.
Uh huh.
And you came up to me and said something. And I went, oh my God, Kelly Rowland knows who I am.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. You know, you helped me through my pregnancy.
Really?
Yes, no, swear. It's actually one of the reasons I wrote this book.
I'm so proud of you. You know what? I always said, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with everybody? Why did it take so long for, what is it now, 15 years ago, yeah, for me to tell the world about what truly happens in pregnancy? And I'm so glad you wrote a current one.
Thank you.
Which was so well needed and so brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So proud of you, Mama. Let me plug the book because we have big book buyers in our show.
Okay.
Whoa, baby. A guide for new moms who feel overwhelmed and freaked out and wonder what the fuck just happened. It doesn't say fuck. But it's such a great title. And I think you're with a former publisher of mine,
yes,
too.
Yes, DiCapo.
They're amazing.
Yes, yes.
They're one of my favorites. You're in great hands.
Thank you.
This book, you guys, I'm telling you, if you got a baby shower coming up, if you are a new mom, even if you're a mom that's delivered, like, mm-hmm, to look back and relive these things,
yeah,
and go, oh, it wasn't just me.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It wasn't just me.
Yeah, because the book is all about, like, post-pregnancy, like right after you have the baby. And I was like, wait a minute, what in the world? I was like, and I looked back in your book, Belly Laughs, I looked back and what to expect and expect, and I was like, okay, I really, really need to know, like, what is going on right now, right after I have my son. And so I didn't find anything. I felt really prepared because of Belly Laughs and what to expect when expecting.
I'm so grateful to hear that.
Yeah, I literally say it in every single interview. I was like, I felt like I was completely prepared. She didn't lie to me. She kept it completely 100. I said, it's actually one of the inspirations behind the book, I said, because I felt like I knew everything. It's really a power when you know what's happening. You
knowledge
know?
Is power.
Yes.
And it truly is, because literally my mom was like, you know, first trimester, hope you don't poopy on the table, dear. And I'm like, I'm sorry, back that shit up. What did you just say, Mom? Like, they don't tell you, the doctor does not tell you certain things.
No, not at all.
So I'm glad you took it to the next level.
Thank you.
So your son now, Titan, is 2.5?
Yes, he's 2.5.
Oh, the big boy now.
Yes, yes. He's awesome. He really, really is. I love being his mama.
Right? Isn't
yes.
it the best job in the world?
It really, really is. It really, truly is.
Did you have postpartum at all?
I didn't. I didn't have any postpartum, but I just felt like I dealt with everything else.
Oh, yes, the stretch marks.
Girl, boom! Like, I can lift my shirt up right now. I got my tiger marks, all proud.
Me too. I call it, I describe it as a cat attacked my body with just went,
yes,
and scratch.
Just ripped me apart, yes.
And you know, it's like, it's hard for me to go, like, I love them. I'm not there yet. I accept them. They're my birthing wounds. I can't do it yet.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I even tried to go to a very expensive doctor to get them burned off. And it still didn't work.
No, I tried oiling my fucking body up like a corn on the cob.
Me too, honey.
And it didn't fucking work.
Me neither. It happens.
What kind of changes did you experience from beginning to end? How do you sum it up for people?
Gosh, honestly speaking, I remember one of the craziest things that happened to me while I was pregnant was, I guess my body was making room for the baby, which I'll talk about, which you talk mm-hmm. about. And the one day I got up out of my bed, I couldn't quite walk. Like, it really was like excruciating pain to walk, and I didn't know why. And the doctor's like, oh, your body's just making room for baby. I said, no, no, no. You need to technically break this down for me the way a doctor would. And so she's using all these great words and expressions and things. And I was just like, this is crazy. Nobody told me this. So then after afterward, my stomach was literally the color of charcoal. Like black, 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 black. You see, like, I'm chocolate here. My stomach was literally the color of charcoal. And it was like that for 3.5-4 months. So I was like, it's here to stay.
I know.
I was nervous.
Did you get that line down your...
Yes. But you know what's cool? My favorite number is 7. My stomach had the number 7 on with the linea negra. Yeah.
Oh, so you knew your baby was going to be just fine.
I did.
I mean, that was the one thing that I mean, there's so many things that I had, but I had dreams, vivid dreams, crazy fucking dreams. I mean, I had dreams. I gave birth to a goblin that flew away out of my vagina.
She says that in her.
But I had one where I gave my own self a C-section, and I took the baby out and I played with him and I put him back before anyone could notice.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Did you have crazy dreams?
No crazy dreams.
What about horniness level?
Oh, at an all-time high, and I couldn't get any action. My husband, he was so petrified to touch me. He's like, I don't want to mess with the baby. I was like, wait a minute now. Let's just...
Don't flatter yourself.
I was like, let's just calm down.
That much.
I was like, please, please. I begged.
Because you're so horny when you're...
Super.
That last trimester, I'm like, come on. I don't care.
Yo, it's for real. In real life.
How much weight did you gain?
Almost 50 pounds.
Girl, I'm proud of you.
She said, girl, I'm proud of you.
You know why? Because in show business, it's like, I'm so tired of seeing girls gain 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, eat. I was 211 when I checked into the fucking hospital. You know what I mean?
Girl, okay. I was 183. But here's the funny thing. A girlfriend of mine, she just had her baby. Her baby's 6 months older than my son. And she saw me and I was like, you know, politely eating. She goes, we need to go up the street to go to Cheesecake Factory and get you some chicken piccata, and you go enjoy this pasta and you go eat it every day. I said, I don't eat food like that. I had chicken piccata, cheeseburgers, this place from up the street that had oxtails, rice and gravy. I had ice cream with chocolate, like chocolate peanut butter ice cream every other night. I was bugging out.
Just enjoying it. And did you have one particular craving that was a consistent one?
Yes, chocolate ice cream with like peanut butter on a spoon.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, it was great.
I had Nestle's Quick, a whole gallon of chocolate milk and a full pan of brownies every night. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, my God.
And then I wonder what happened to my kid. I literally have to point the finger to myself.
Oh.
So what about, like, you did touch briefly in another interview about your vagina does not look the same.
No.
And boy... It doesn't, but it does. It just doesn't.
And yo, let me tell you, after it's a, I call my vagina like it's she or her. Like at the time after I had my baby, she just didn't want to be seen. That's why your stomach covers her. That's why, you know what I mean? You're not supposed to take a mirror down there. Just leave her alone. She's like, I've gone through so much. I'm really precious right now. I just don't want to be seen. Leave me alone. She's a diva.
She is a diva. And did you have the mirror brought to you during the childbirth?
No, girl, I did not want to look down there. And I wouldn't let my husband be down there. Yes, no. I remember watching this one Martin stand up and he was talking about the birth of his child and he was like, oh my God, is that a chicken bag? Like, what is going on? Like, he had all these different jokes. He was like, well, how am I going to come up behind that? And I kept thinking, men really obviously think like this. So
they
let
do.
Me just, yes. So I said, honey, you stand right there. He stayed there the whole time. And he was like, well, what is, I was like, don't you go down there.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Do you know how many men I've talked to and I've interviewed and I said, do you regret? And they said,
yes.
I absolutely regret it because I just, it took a long time for me to get back into her pussy. So now, did how long did you wait? Because I had the doctor purposely lie to my husband at the time.
Really?
To say, add an extra month and a half of no sex.
Wow.
Yes. So did you wait?
Yes.
The normal amount?
Here's the thing. My husband was petrified to touch
me. No way!
Yes. No, because here's the thing. He's very gentle. He's very, very sweet. So he's just like, honey, are you okay? Because he saw me like, you know, kind of limping around because afterwards with the tearing and everything else. And he was like, babe, okay, here's a pillow. Oh, I'm sorry. And, you know what I mean? Like, he's that guy. So he was like, well, I didn't. So the seventh week I'm going, why don't you want to have sex? And he's like, what? You're limping. Like, are you kidding me? And I was like, but just tell me, at least you want me. He was like, of course I want you, but I know you're not supposed to do anything right now. So
Kelly, you're cracking me up. The new book, Whoa Baby, A Guide for New Moms Who Feel Overwhelmed and Freaked Out and Wonder What the Fuck Just Happened. So I have to ask you, like, I remember going before the hospital, I went and got a blow dry. I'm scared that I was like Kim Zolciak. That embarrasses me. I'm not proud to say that, but I got a blow dry while I was in labor, before I went to the hospital, wound up having a bucket of ice poured on me, 3 hours of labor, went into emergency C-section.
No.
Hell. So did you care about any of that stuff? Did you like want to look pretty for your photos? Or
girl, yes.
You did?
Absolutely. My godmother was in there and she was moving my hair back. She was like, where's your mascara? You want your mascara, baby? I said, yes. So she puts like my little bit of like, you know, cream blush on my cheeks. I was like, not beat, but I was beat. I wanted to make sure my pictures could last forever.
I don't feel so bad now about myself.
No. And it was so funny because now I look at the pictures and I'm like, I love these pictures.
Right.
Man.
Did you sing songs to your baby while he was
in
there?
Yes. I sang songs to him. I used the little like baby buds.
Yes.
And when he came out, there was a specific song I recorded for him called Mommy's Little Baby. And I played it and he was like, you know, crying for a little bit. And then once he was done, it was when he heard the song, because he'd heard it when I was singing it and recording it and everything. And it just calmed him and relaxed him.
So sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I realized when I gave birth that I had no idea the words to any songs except for like, I went to a party last Saturday night and couldn't get laid, got in a fight. It's the only song I knew the words to. And I'm like, he can't understand it yet.
But he just loved to hear his mommy's voice. That's all that mattered. Absolutely.
Are you going to record that song that you sang?
I did. I recorded it.
And can we hear it yet?
Yeah. I played it on, actually on a video that I did. I'll probably post it up later. Just
please do.
I will.
Please do. I would love to know that. So what about maternity clothes? Because I wore just muumuus.
Girl.
Towards the late.
First of all, floating through the house was really important to me. So I would go and buy, before I had him, I went to go buy all these beautiful overpriced pajamas so I could just float around the house and feel like a beautiful mom. And actually that's one of the gifts I give out to friends now, because it does make you feel pretty, like this just beautiful lovely silk pajamas, you know, with a nice robe and easy access for boobs and stuff like that. But yeah,
now they make them nicer. Literally, I had a Kmart muumuu and I was fine. I looked like Mrs. Roper and was damn proud of it.
A girlfriend of mine back home sent me a muumuu, like a daishiki, and it's my favorite. Like, it just drags around the house and I was like, oh my god, it just feels like a queen.
I know, right? I wanted to call it my uniform and live in it forever. What about all
we
those
wore it every day, didn't we?
Right, every friggin' day. What about like those weird people, and I'm sorry if you're one of them because I'm going to call you that, if you put your placenta in a capsule.
I couldn't do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I couldn't do it. And the main reason I couldn't do it was because I kept getting too many mixed reviews. You know what I mean? Like, it was one mama be like, oh no, I just fell into a crazy depression. And I was like, what? I thought it was supposed to help that. Then another mama be like, oh my God, I loved it. So I just couldn't find the balance. I said, you know what? Since it sounds like it's new, I'm just not going to do it and just chill out. And
so
I was fine.
Smart.
Yeah.
And I hopefully this isn't too personal, because it sometimes is. But
never.
Breastfeeding, did you?
I loved it.
You did?
Until I didn't. I loved it until I didn't, because
it hurt,
one, and two, I wasn't, my supply wasn't great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to be one of those moms who was like, like, you know, had an abundance for everyone.
Right,
but
right.
I didn't. So emotionally, it kind of messed. Well, 3 weeks after, I lost my mom. And then before that, though, I ran into this pediatrician. I just want to punch her in her face. But I ran into this pediatrician who said, you're not feeding your baby and you're not having enough milk. But the way she said it, it just killed my breastfeeding spirit. So,
of course.
Yeah, so I couldn't, I guess, develop it. But I had this one doula named Linda Hannah, and she was like the fairy godmother of breastfeeding. You know what I mean? Like
right.
a lactation nurse. So she came in, and it was like once she touched me, I was just plentiful of milk.
Wow.
It was amazing. She has this magic touch. Linda Hannah, she's in LA. Like, my nursing coach is the name of her company. She's awesome.
You know what worked for me? Oprah. Whenever she came on, I literally started squirting. I'm like, I don't know what is about Oprah.
Really?
But, like, I'd hear a cat meow. That would make me leak. And Oprah. I don't understand the science behind that, but maybe it was something soothing. I have no
I'm going to try that next time.
I swear
I'm going to try it because I really, really want to. The next time I have a child, I want one more. And the next time, I'm going to try Oprah. Oh, I swear I want one more.
Do you want a girl?
It doesn't even matter.
Good. I'm glad it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So many people are doing that. You know, they can choose the sex now. And I'm like,
No, I just want to, whatever happens. And I remember my husband said, do you care what we have? I said, no, I just want a healthy baby that we can make happy, and we show them life, and you know, they enjoy life to the fullest. So yeah,
you sound like you have such a healthy, happy relationship. You always seem like
hubby.
You had your shit together.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, you seem one of my favorites, like down earth, so incredibly talented.
Thank you.
Well, are you going to be back on the road bringing your baby, singing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm actually doing The Voice in Australia.
I know. I watched a little bit of it when I was doing my homework. I'm like, I'm like, I love you hit your buzzer with your feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, this girl's got it going on.
Yeah.
How fun is it doing that?
It's just a lot of fun, and he's having fun. It was the first time him seeing me perform last week, and he kept going, mama sing, but he was saying it in Spanish, cantar mama. He speaks Spanish. He's bilingual.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
You were so lucky. I wanted one language to come out of Evan. It took him like 6 years because of his diagnosis. But I'm like, just say mama.
Oh, when did he say mama?
It took a long time.
Got it. A friend of mine, his son had the same diagnosis. But when Jasper called and he said, say Kelly's name, I have never cried so much in my life.
Oh,
he said
every word means so much.
Yo, I've never felt that feeling before. Like, right. Not until I had my own son, you know, and watching him do things. But like, it was so awesome. And I think he was 8 when that happened.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was just amazed. Everything just is. It's such a gift and a beautiful thing to actually watch children.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
And you have to have such gratitude, even mm-hmm. when your kid is driving you crazy mm-hmm. with the terrible twos. Know
Girl.
That you have a healthy child
mm-hmm.
and just stop and go, I want to just shave my head and
yeah.
run away right now. But
yes.
I am not. My kid is healthy
yes.
and all is well.
Yes, that's right.
And the next one, you're practicing right now or no?
No. No. I think I want to wait till he's about 4 to have another one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because then he can still kind of keep an eye out and be
yeah.
like your little assistant.
But you know what? I said I wanted him to be potty trained and to be able to talk to me. Because now, since he's learning Spanish too, he's like slower to get certain things out. But he's saying more things in Spanish than he is English.
I bet. And do you know Spanish?
Not at all. So
oh my God,
just,
he's going to talk shit behind your back.
Yo, he's talking circles around me right now. And I'm literally going, what is he saying?
what was the most annoying thing? I know you have to go soon, but what was the
okay.
most annoying thing that you would say happened throughout your pregnancy?
The most annoying thing?
Yeah, like I had people touch my belly without asking or asking certain questions or people giving me their advice when I didn't want
ask
it.
Ask for it.
You know what I mean?
I think the touching of the belly thing, like I was really, really funny with people about that. And I'll probably turn away, or I wore a coat, like, you know, some sort of right. like coat over myself. And then I remember this woman reached out for my friend's belly because she and I were pregnant at the same time. And I said, pop, and I popped her hand. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, but I'm sorry.
It's a natural instinct.
Yeah. I was like, no, you don't, you just don't touch people. Do you touch people's bellies all the time? Because I felt rude. And I was like, Kelly, that was rude.
I'm like, I told guys, I'm like, imagine if, you know, you're walking down the street and I started rubbing your pot belly. Although yeah. they'd probably like it.
Yeah, they would probably like
probably.
It.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you have to hide your pregnancy for a while at all?
I didn't hide it. I just wanted to make sure that everything was cooking right in there.
I get it.
You know, so I'd had a situation before where it didn't cook right. So I just wanted to make sure it was good.
I know everyone's talking about miscarriages like this month. Like so many people are coming out. Did you have one?
No, I actually had a tubal pregnancy.
Is that in your fallopian tube?
Yes.
I've never
talked about that before ever. So you're the first person. I just feel so comfortable. God dog at you, Jenny.
We're girlfriends. We speak the same language.
I know. But
I
yeah.
Heard about
and
it,
the funny thing is I'll never forget it. Like in my head, now that I think back to it, it just let me know how fast everything is growing. Because in one day I was like, something is wrong. It probably feels like, you know, eggs are dropping, I guess, because I know what that feels like, too. So the next day I was like, I'm really uncomfortable. And the third day I was like, something is not right. And then my cousin said, when was the last time you got your period? And I said, I don't know. And she was like, all right, we're going to the doctor. So I did. And she's like, oh no, we need to get you, you know, into surgery because I could have like bled out or something.
I am
like that.
So glad you talked about this because yeah. a lot of people don't know that this happens.
Yeah, no, it does happen. It does happen. And we have to be really, really careful. So yeah.
And the signs were pain. You didn't get your period.
Yeah. Yeah. Pain like by where your ovaries feel like they are, you know, your tubes are. And I remember like limping. I was coming off of a plane and I was like moving like crazy around that time. And my cousin was like, we need to take you to the doctor. And just as sure as she said that, she was right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you have to have surgery?
I did.
I'm so glad you're okay and
yeah,
you're able to bring
too.
A beautiful baby in
me
this
too.
World.
Me too.
I can't wait for the world to have the next one, but take your time. And I'm
Thanks.
So proud of you. You guys, pick up this book. I was waiting for the next one to write for the new generation. Mine's like so dated.
No, it's not. Just like keep updating it. Like I think that for me, it really helped. And this was just in 2014. You helped me through my pregnancy. You helped me inspire. You were a part of the inspiration behind my book. So
I guess
I
one
love...
blown out vagina understands another blown out vagina.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
We have each other.
We got each other's backs. And I say there's room for everybody. So
absolutely.
Get this book. Whoa, baby. A guide for new moms who feel overwhelmed and freaked out and wonder what the fuck happened. Thank you so much. I wish you so much success, girlfriend.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Kelly Rowland, right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love you.
Don't miss a minute of Jenny McCarthy. Listen anytime on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
This is Jenny McCarthy.
Good morning, kids. Welcome to the Jenny McCarthy Show. I'm Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg, sitting next to Mr. Wahlberg.
The shit cleaner upper.
David needs one of those.
Yeah, I've worked at David's place before.
What do you think David's place looks like?
I think first thing you notice when you walk in is your feet stick to the floor from months of
cum. So you think he's disgusting?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's what socks are for.
And it has an aroma of pee and like Fritos.
Speaking of socks.
Yeah.
We're still on the socks gate of masturbation. We got in a little bit of a Twitter twat war, whatever you want to call it. I'm echoing a bit. And
twat.
That's,
it's called a twat.
When you fight on Twitter?
Well, I have a whole Twitter dictionary, which anyone can Google. It's official words that I made up for Twitter.
That's true. Twug.
Yeah. Many, many words, though. Tons of them. But
so,
anyway,
so
about
twat,
the socks.
Twat.
Twat, yeah. There's a definition for twat and twit.
Again, we're still debating about masturbation, whether the sock goes on the penis or it's a runway for the ejaculation.
And who's debating this still?
We all are.
Well, obviously, David uses it as a runway because he misses and it's all over the floor, which is why your feet stick to the floor
Thank
in his
you.
Apartment.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very okay. accurate.
Here's the thing. If you're a young man, anywhere from 18 to, say, 30, you're going to be shooting it across the room. Are we on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But we were debating this on Twitter after the show yesterday because people were defending my point of view. Now, mind you, I'm not a man, but they said David is wrong.
And David uses it as a runway, right?
A runway. And, yeah. And I said yesterday, it gets everywhere.
That tells you all you need to know about the majesty or lack thereof of David.
He says it's directional. He says, I go, you can't on a sock that's like 6 inches. You're going to tell me it goes everywhere.
Yeah, he might be using like 1970s NBA socks that go up to your past your knees. But even still, you'd have to put a knee pad on top of that and then some thigh pads. Yes, it's not.
Some short shorts.
Here's the thing. The sock is used for sneak attacks.
Easy cleanup.
Easy cleanup, but it's also times when you're not really going to be that wound up. You know what I mean? It's like the more stuff comes out, the more engaged you are. Now, this is my theory. I'm not sure this is
everyone's theory.
True and anatomically correct, but I'm just saying.
Can't wait to see what it says on cars right
no,
now.
No, but like if you know, you'll notice when me and you go at it for a really, really long time.
Yes.
It's really, really intense.
Very.
It tends to be.
Build up.
It builds up a lot more. And now that doesn't mean it's not going to be a nice little amount anyway, but if you just go for a quickie, it's always going to be less coming out.
So each squirt is
this is really
an orgasm.
Crazy that we're talking about this. I came down here to give you a kiss and clean up puppy shit, and now we're talking about this on the radio. Go ahead. What's that?
So you can't orgasm without stuff coming out. So each squirt is a climax moment, or can you still come without stuff coming out?
Oh no, the whole experience is a thing. It could be. Like each little drip is not like a necessarily a thrill.
Okay,
it's an overall feeling. It's like you shot up heroin.
I don't know that feeling.
Well, I don't know it either. I never shot up heroin. but all right, it's like one fun thing to do, which I'll give David a little tip, is to try to get into the most relaxed and zen state you can as it's happening. And don't thrust anything, don't move anything, just sit there. Just like, so if your woman or guy or whomever's pleasuring you is doing it,
yes.
They could be straddling you, they could be down, going down on you, whatever. Try to be the most relaxed and don't let anything like move. Don't react physically. Just relax and get to total state of relaxation, and it just flows out like
a waterfall.
Like, yeah, like a chocolate stream, like a chocolate river.
Like a chocolate volcano?
Well, I'm thinking of like those old like Chips Ahoy commercial when the chocolate chip cookie was going down the chocolate river. You know what I mean? And I was going to say Willy Wonka's Chocolate Waterfall, but this too, it's a child's movie, so you can't talk about
it. Well, you're saying
that.
To relax when it comes out, so don't gyrate.
Don't do nothing. Just relax. Don't, because there's like, there's muscle contortions and things that happen, yeah. Even, you know, inside the scrotum and the scrotarium.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't want to even react that. Just you sit there and be in a total state of relaxation.
And that's a better orgasm.
And don't do anything. Just the way you might be sitting now. I know David's probably a little uptight the way he's sitting now and probably has a half a chubby right now, but that, not that.
Yeah.
Like usually when it's coming, you know, guys will be into it and they'll be
right
stroking it or, you know, pushing it or whatever.
But this is when you're by yourself.
No, this is when you're with your
partner. Oh!
You could practice it by yourself.
Got it.
But that's a euphoria that you know, is
I didn't know that.
You know, I didn't know it either, and my high school girlfriend told me it, and I realized how far advanced she was. I should have known from the tattoos she had in 1985.
Was there one on her neck that said pimp?
No, but she had on her thigh, she had a butterfly. And I was like, wait, I've seen that butterfly before. And I realized it was the same butterfly from her birth control pills.
No way.
The birth control pills had a little butterfly like indentation on
yes.
it.
Yes.
And that was
scary. At least you didn't have a teardrop.
No, that would have been scary.
I mean, a girlfriend in high school teaching you Kama Sutra sex is pretty advanced.
It was pretty advanced. She was pretty advanced for me. I definitely
no wonder why you fell in love with her.
Yeah, and while I should have known she was advanced, not only from the tattoos and the things she taught me, but she also dated Bobby Brown.
What?
A year before me.
Shut up. And this was before you were famous?
That's a true story, yeah.
No
Holy
way.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was in New Kids, but I wasn't famous. Actually,
she
would have no idea that I was in New Kids until like a month or two into dating.
What's her name, Roni?
What was her name?
No, not Roni.
What was her name?
Sophia. I can't tell you her name.
Why? Why don't we find her?
It's her private business out there. No.
Surprise, Donnie.
Happy birthday.
When Bobby Brown comes on again, we'll see if he remembers it.
No way. Why didn't we ask Bobby Brown that question?
We did a show together. We did a concert together. New Kids were totally unknown, and Bobby was King of Stage Bobby, his first solo album. And he hadn't even really exploded yet as a solo artist. This is before My Prerogative and all that. This is his first solo album. And we did a show together at it was called the Sportsman's Tennis Club, I believe, in Dorchester.
I'm sure the white guys loved that.
And so it was New Kids and Bobby. And I guess Bobby was upset because he had to go on before us. And we weren't even known at all.
Right.
And so there's this big friction going on. But so... that girl was there. She was there.
No way.
And so she was like, she had to say hi to him. And
did she say hi to you?
She was with me. We were dating at the time. This is like 1986.
She must have been in the audience going, I fucked him. I fucked him. I fucked him. And I fucked him.
No, just two of us that I know of. Although Maury Starr said he dated her.
No way.
Not her. Her mom or her aunt or something. Not her.
She must have been really beautiful.
Well, she was a fast girl. How did this shit... I was coming down to clean up dog shit.
I sucked you in.
Because what...
She must have been beautiful.
Listen, honestly, it was all a dream. Because I've never even had a girlfriend before you, darling.
Listen, she was the one that stole your heart. And I feel like everyone always... you know, ignores, dismisses teenagers when they fall in love. To me, I think that is some of the most intense love in the beginning because you don't have any baggage to go with it. And she broke your heart.
Definitely did.
I am grateful she came into your life because your heart stayed closed all those years until I came.
It did. It did.
Yeah, that's what I like to tell myself.
And then I met no, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I saved my heart for you.
Well, and your babies, but that doesn't count. We're talking romantic. Listen to us.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
No, it's... I definitely had, this is now turning into therapy. We've gone from David's sock puppet masturbation to me and Bobby Brown's high school girlfriend to me and Jenny.
This is an inside conversation inside that secrets. We're letting millions of people listen to.
It is. No, I definitely felt an intensity with you that I haven't felt since my teenage years.
Oh,
for anyone.
Donnie.
Yeah, true story.
Did you get butterflies too?
Absolutely.
I did. I still do. I have butterflies right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel a little butterfly. I'm not sure. I know part of it's for you, but part of it's also that
you just reveal.
Millions of people are listening to this shit. And I'm sitting here in my boxer shorts with paper towel in my hand because I only came down here to clean up puppy shit. And now it's...
You know you came down because you love me. Want to talk
well,
to me.
Well, of course I
And we wanted to toot our own
you.
Horn. We debuted, nice transition, to the Joey's show last night called Return of the Mac. Donnie and I executive produced the show. Did you guys watch it? David, Michelle.
I don't have Pop on my cable network, so I'm looking to find where I can stream it.
Damn you!
But we did try to watch it this morning, and it's not available yet for the first episode was not available.
Well, I got to tell you, the second episode is, and I'm not just saying this because I hate when people say shit like this, fucking funny as shit.
Can I
Joey
ask-
Lawrence comes on and just kills it. They have a dance off. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Joey Lawrence. Like, I saw this second episode and I was like, okay, Joey Lawrence needs to be cast in Encore, which is the show that Nick Lachey and Doug Allen and I are producing. That's, I was like, Joey Lawrence needs to be in that. This
Joey
dude
Lawrence
is
hilarious.
He's awesome.
You know, awesome. Honestly, after the second episode airs, we should consider doing something with him, if not Encore, because he's that funny. What were you going to say, Michelle?
I was going to ask the executive producers if they could send us copies of the show.
Fuck no. You think we have copies of the show? Okay. We don't have any copies of the show.
Just asking. Just asking.
Yeah, whoa!
We'll get the network to send you copies.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Whoa! Do your best. Whoa!
I never really watched... What is that?
Blossom.
I didn't really watch it either.
I don't know Joey from, I used to go to the gym every day in LA when I lived there. And every day after the gym, I would go to this restaurant called Salads Galore.
I love Salads Galore.
Right? You know it.
I
we
loved
lived,
it.
Me and Jenny lived like two blocks from each other in LA for years
and
to never
knew.
Went to the same supermarket, same diner,
you
same breakfast
You wouldn't recognize me
place.
In my everyday life wear because it was sweatpants that didn't match from college, no makeup.
No, I would have recognized you.
Whoa.
But anyway, after the gym, I would go to Salads Galore every day, religiously. And Joey Lawrence and his mom would always be there.
So he was young?
No, he was older. He was past Blossom and all that. This is like late 90s, 2000s.
He reminds me of, you know how everyone, Neil Patrick Harris took everyone by surprise?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if Joey Lawrence gets that opportunity, he's going to do the same
he's
thing.
He's got to get the right opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I saw him on Chicago on Broadway.
How was he?
He tapped. He's a really good singer.
Uh-oh.
Listen, he's hilarious.
He's really
show.
Talented.
He's underrated.
I think he's a really funny
People
guy.
People in the 80s, you know, they just get a bad rap. They just get a bad rap.
They do.
Previously on the Jenny McCarthy Show.
Okay. Idaho woman says she crashed because she saw a Sasquatch. Oh, God. The fucking Sasquatches. I mean, the fact that there's shows looking for Sasquatch, is Ooh. Anybody... Don't make fun of my fucking accent.
Okay.
Sasquatch.
Who?
Sasquatch? Sasquatch. Shit.
What?
What the fuck?
Sasquatch.
He's 8 feet tall, but never been to the mall. Sasquatch! He hangs out in the trees, doesn't carry his keys. Sasquatch! He remains a mystery, a life of secrecy, but he's known.
I give zero fucks about anything, yet I have a strong opinion about everything, even topics I'm not informed on.
The Jenny McCarthy Show on Sirius XM Stars.
You have poor social skills. You have a problem.
I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You say more inappropriate things than appropriate things.
I don't know who that is, but I love her.
Ooh. It's Hannah, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Jenny McCarthy Show. I'm Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg. It's BFF Friday, y'all.
Woohoo.
And we're about to play the BFF video dating game. In the 80s, we had video arcades, big hair videos on MTV, cocaine, and the greatest gift of all, VHS video dating services.
Well, one of those things isn't out.
Yeah.
So back before Tinder, Bumble, eHarmony, Match.com.
Cocaine.
People would record videos explaining why they would be a great date and what they were looking for. I can't believe they went as far as being on VHS tapes. We've collected some of the best from the website foundfootagefest.com. VFFs and I have the guys' photos. We're going to listen to them. Oh my God, I cannot wait. And either give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Wait, hold on. Let me see. I've got the pictures, you guys.
Okay.
And we're going to hear them. So the photos here, you guys can rank them. The first one is Steven.
Okay, early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven. I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile, vivacious, foxy, a figure that is sexy, slim, tight, excellent legs. And you know that a journey always begins with the first step. And I hope that if you like what I'm trying to say, or you'd like to know more about me, to please write.
That was Steven.
Where's the picture of Steven?
The longest journey starts with but a single step.
Colleen
Steven
already said that to me this week once.
Can I just say that guy, Steven?
Johnny Wahlberg.
Sounds like the guy who posted the Coachella thing
yes.
on Craigslist.
He's 40.
40.
He's 40.
I want to comb your hair. Yeah. And hold your hand and chop you up and eat your pieces.
In my Winnebago.
Oh my God. It was a Chinooga. Thank you very much.
Oh my God. That's Chinooga. What I would picture Gordy would look like. You're absolutely right,
and
Donnie.
Speak like.
Can I see
that's
Steve?
What he sounds like.
Do I have yes, to, do I have to pick one of these boys?
No, we're going in order.
Okay.
So just kind of
oh
rate them.
Oh my God.
Maybe yeah. 1 to 10.
All right.
So, Steven, the next one is Maurice. Let me describe Maurice. Maurice looks kind of like not Trey Parker, the other one. From
Matt Stone?
Matt Stone, okay. Matt Stone, just for your visual. Go ahead, David. Maurice.
Hi, picture. I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night. I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down. I'm looking for someone to have fun with.
Who's this one?
He wants his top down.
Maurice. Let me see Maurice.
Can I just say... You lost me at Maurice.
He lost me.
You know what? I can
shirt.
Deal with Maurice. He lost me with tuxedo. Like, what? A sand in his tuxedo.
And he wants his top down?
He might beat Steve, though, in the looks department.
He's willing to get sand on his tuxedo, Jenny, if you're willing to get your hair messed up.
Oh, forget it.
Which clearly I am.
Monroe. Monroe looks like Bert, not Ernie. I guess that's all I have to say about him. Here's Monroe.
Oh,
hi, my name is Monroe. You've probably already noticed that I have incredibly blue eyes, that I like to wear bright socks, and I'm an avid Cleveland Browns fan. And anything that's fun, I like to have fun.
Monroe likes men. Just hate to break it to him.
Oh my God, of course I was going to give Monroe a 10.
I gave him a 5.
Exactly.
And the other two were
shocker.
I would give... I would give anything. You have to post these pictures of these guys on your Twitter account for your viewers to see or your listeners to see. Sorry, I just woke up.
David.
They all look like Love Connection
yes.
video
yes.
snippets. Remember they the are. Love Connection with Chuck Woolery?
Yeah, of course.
Best show
good.
Ever.
Yes.
But these guys look like they didn't even make the cut to get on the TV screen on
totally.
Love Connection.
They all have a mustache. The dating game, too. All right. That Monroe, you guys got doing your points?
Yeah.
We're continuing. Stan, let me describe Stan. Stan looks like, how would I describe Stan? You're really good at describing shit down, Donnie.
For Stan listener. Looks like a clown.
Oh, dare.
And he looks like a clown's son.
Let me see.
Okay, that's all I could say. He looks like a clown had a baby and he's it.
Let me see.
I know what the problem, why you were stumbling a little bit, is because he looks like something that you can't really say.
Wait a minute. He looks like... Yes, he looks like a clown son. That's correct.
Okay, let's listen to Stan.
No fatties, no hamsters, no burpers, no smokers, no alcoholics, no Donna Juanitas, no posers.
I actually like Stan.
Oh, my God.
Good luck with
can
Stan,
I hear,
Kyle.
Can I hear that one more time since it was quick?
No fatties.
No fatties, no hamsters, no dopers, no smokers, no alcoholics, no Donna Juanitas, no posers.
I hate to tell him, but he's fat.
Yeah.
Fatty.
And he looks like a fucking clown.
He's got
son.
He's got a fatty fat face.
And I hate to break it to you guys, but this next guy looks like Weird Al Yankovic's son.
He does. Okay, totally. The next guy's Mike Weird Al Yankovic's son. That's without the perm. Here we go.
I'm in.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Dick.
Good God.
Obviously, not for any of us.
No. Well, neither was the clown guy. All right, what is that guy's name? What is Weird Al's name?
Mike.
He's Weird Al Yankovic's son with a Dutch ski instructor.
You totally. Give the perfect descriptions.
No.
Partying. All right, Donnie, how would you describe Dean? He's up next.
Oh, Dean.
Dean looks like every single person's high school teacher that they didn't like. Dean.
Man.
He's got that, like, what do they call that bald top head?
I don't know. Bald top head?
Let's see.
Comb over?
He looks like a nice guy who was your math teacher, but you didn't like.
But math teacher that also like to touch your wiener.
Hey, that's because he's creepy.
Yes. I think he looks. Yeah, I could see him being more like the gym teacher.
Okay, let me see this.
Some gym teachers doubled as math teachers, depending on the budget of the school.
Oh, my God. So far, Dean's clearly the most attractive.
He
right?
looks like Ken of a Barbie doll, but just a little bit worse in pervity.
Mike is a problem.
Mike is a serious problem. Mike is going to chop you up in pieces.
Mike is the one who told me not to smoke.
Let's listen to Dean right now.
I like to do a lot of sailing. I like to outdoor activities. I like climbing. I like travel. I like to be with people who are as fun and adventuresome as well. Looking for somebody who likes to have a lot of fun and have a lot of fun.
Fun is fun.
Come on, that guy does not look like he's any fun.
No.
I don't believe Dean, that video.
Dean he talks gets, a big game.
Dean gets my high score, though.
Yes. I was waiting to hear the one that says, I want someone who loves to do laundry, who puts the dishes away. Because you know there's one asshole out there that does that. All
I'd
right.
be like 10.
Well, it seems like a bunch of them already right. did that.
This is going to be...
This is a good one.
This is guy... His number 7 is Jerry. He looks like, all I'm going to say, he looks like Danny Boner Ducci and Louis P.K. had a baby.
Totally. 1981
How
glasses.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Jerry.
Santa Monica and my front porch swing. Type A, I'm not. Comfortable, caring, and serious about a relationship, I am. Hi, Mom.
Oh, my God. Let me see Jerry. Please
no.
hand him over.
Way.
The mom he's referencing is the one he chopped up into pieces and buried in his backyard.
But Collie, he lives in Cali and has a front porch swing.
He also might have made love to his mom.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
In case you guys just tuned in, we're listening to 80s video arcades. No, not video arcades. We're listening to dating video footage from 1980s. I can't even speak.
They're basically looking at love connection videos gone bad.
Thank you. Okay, so who are we on? Jerry, have we heard of
Jerry? Was we Louis had Jerry. C.K. and Danny Boner Ducci's.
How would you describe
son.
Peter?
Peter and the next guy, David, both look like they're from. They auditioned for the band Winger and didn't make the cut.
I think
you know what I mean. They look like Rick Springfield and John Bon Jovi. No, who's his guitarist? Richie Sambora had a baby.
Yes, the feather they've got going.
I think David looks like Nick Taylor from Duran Duran.
Okay,
could
let me
be.
See.
Yes, there's Peter and David. We're gonna go with Peter right now.
We're doing Peter first.
Yes.
I do fashion photography and just
sugar and spice and all those things that are nice.
Ew.
David also likes to be fucked in the ass.
Peter rehearsed in the mirror.
David might have drugs.
Peter. I was going to say...
Oh, Peter.
I was going to say Peter. We can only see him from the neck up, right. But I know he's wearing white jeans.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. And a Bill Cosby sweater.
Yes.
Peter has a little mustache and a big feathered hairdo to the side. Very 80s.
And he would be the guy that called his mustache a flavor saver.
Ew.
He probably didn't have a big enough tool to do pornos, so he did this instead.
That is the perfect, you know what I mean? Description.
Yeah, because he's a total porno guy, but he must not have been well endowed enough. So he said, "You know what? I'll be on video some other way. I'll go on Love Connection." Yeah.
We're gonna go right into David because we only have a minute left.
Okay.
Thought I told you never to call me here. A rose. Okay. My name is David, and obviously I'm a bit weird, and that's for a good cause. I am not going to talk about myself. I'm going to talk about you, and if I talk about you, I think I'm going to talk about me. I am looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? On the application for this, there's a question that said age. I said Aquarian. Aquarian is an attitude.
David fucking rules.
Isn't it? Having fun out here? Is everybody enjoying the tape? I think that I'm enjoying it. I've been watching this. I'm enjoying this. David. And I'm looking for someone who can relate to me on that level for what I am, as what I am, as what you are. And that's cute, gorgeous, and hot.
David has good drugs. 10.
I was just going to say, David has tiger's blood.
Yep.
Okay. David has tiger's blood, and you know what that means across the board.
Yep. David, okay. David for the win.
I'm not sure it's for the win. You and your Metallica t-shirt might vote for that. I think everyone else would run for the fucking hills.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Can't wait.
David likes to party his dick off.
So things aren't going as planned. The day's slowly sinking in quicksand. Your schedule's totally out of hand. The Jenny McCarthy Show on demand. You had to get out of your car. Or maybe you just tuned in late. Or you overslept taking a nap. Catch up with the SiriusXM app. Download it now, you'll be obsessed. Celebrity dirt and lots of guests. World's smartest neighbor, best friend Fridays. Not a minute missed, hours of replays. Rewind to hear it again. Your prayers are answered, amen. Listen anytime, here or there, we really don't care. You're like the sun, our world revolves around you. A happy place for ears, laugh until you get tears. Your new best friend lives inside your phone. When you've got Jenny's show, you'll never feel alone. Jenny McCarthy Show.